Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Big Jer, by Jay Skills. No Juju this week. He's out traveling. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. We'll get to the bottom of this Lizzo shit. You know the deal. We know what's going on. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the good shit. You get this full episode all at once. Not broken up over days. You get a ad-free version of Cinephobe. You get the Cinephobe premium episodes that are still many of which have not been released yet to the general public. You got the watch-alongs. You got the OG podcast. You've got the Discord. There's so much stuff. I'm forgetting because there's so much stuff. So you got to go patreon.com/countthedings. We appreciate the support. It helps us continue to bring you guys more cool shit. Yo, we got time for one more topic. Do y'all want to talk Lizzo or do y'all want to talk the pill? Which pill would you take?
The Lizzo situation, I feel like, is more black related. And it's more interesting, I feel like. I don't know, man. This shit is already taking twisted turns. What's y'all opinion before I even say this?
You know, like I've always been like, what's wrong with this woman, man? Always been like that from day one. And it's not like, it's not about like fat shaming or whatever, but it's like, you know, when she went to the Laker game and had her ass cheeks out, and like, I'm like, first of all, man, it's a family event, man. I got my kids here. Like, people bringing their kids to the game, man. They don't want to see all that shit. Don't matter what she looked like, right? Number two, yo, you can't sit with your raw booty cheeks on the seat, man. Like, motherfucker, other people got to sit here. You ain't a season ticket holder, man.
Right.
You got to imagine like someone who has to work there, like, nah, I got to wipe this shit down.
Yeah, you better put like a towel or some shit underneath.
Yeah, man, like just, but it's just like everything uncouth. Is like over the top, looking for attention. And because, like, and with the guise of like, if you say anything about this, we're going to say that you're fat shaming and you're like against women or whatever. Hey, let me tell you about, I don't know about y'all. My introduction to Lizzo was I was doing a radio hit in New York and the host asked me, yo, before we get started, what's your favorite Lizzo track? And I'm like, who the fuck is Lizzo? Like, I had no idea, man. And this was, I guess, when that song, when her first song was blowing up.
Minnesota Vikings joint.
Yeah. And I was just like, I listened to it, and like, obviously she's black, and I was like, this sounds like black music made for white people.
Oh, definitely. She definitely makes black music for white women specifically.
For white women, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that part was always kind of tricky to me. So it's an interesting section of the world that she occupies. She is a kind of what you're saying. I mean, like, she's a big black woman. So anything that you say against her, people are going to say, oh, you're saying it because that or whatever, like you're fat shaming or you're hating her because she's a black woman. But now with this situation, that turned on its head, right? And like also you said, she makes music for white people, white women. That's her audience. Those are her defenders. So now that this situation came out, they can't really defend her. She looks extra tricky. And all the people who wanted to hop and call her a fat bitch have now
from the top rope
have dropped the people's elbow, you know what I'm saying, 3D through the table, all the fat bitch comments, like,
dog, they've been at her neck, fuck, like it's to the point where I'm like, damn, y'all niggas are harsh, man. Like,
right, which, so then that's what I said, so that's why I said interesting twists and turns, because now the turn is, now we're back on the other side, and I was skeptical from jump. I never really liked her music. I was wondering why she was getting so big, but then I realized it was black music for white people, so of course, makes sense. And then I just sat back. Like, I never had an opinion on Lizzo. I never wanted to call her a fat bitch. I never thought she was God's gift to pop music, nothing. I just thought she's an artist existing in America. Do your thing, right? She had a documentary on fucking HBO or some shit. I was like, okay, I guess. Like, she's doing fucking stadium tours, like, does she have that great of music? Okay, whatever. And so now
she does stadium tours.
Dog, man.
Like, yeah, she's huge. Yeah,
she does numbers. Like, that's undeniable. She does numbers.
Like when you mean stadiums, you mean like stadiums, or you mean like baseball? Like
maybe like 16,000-20,000. Like, she could pack.
Okay, arena. But she's not about to be at like,
she's not fucking Taylor Swift, Beyonce yet.
All right, so she's not doing MetLife Stadium or anything.
No. But she could put 20,000 in a big city for sure.
She could do Citibank Park.
Yeah, for sure. She could definitely sell that out. I'm watching the whole shit, and then all of this happens, and I'm a little skeptical because I'm like, for one, I'm gonna be honest, didn't really sound too crazy. Like, all the shit that they were saying, I'm like, it just sounds like some regular celebrity shit, like, oh, niggas saying you need to lose some weight, or niggas saying come party with me or whatever. Even the banana and the pussy, I mean, I'm like, kind of interesting.
This nigga, you're a sick nigga, man. He's like, and then what?
I'm waiting for the...
You're waiting for the transcripts to come out from that shit.
Well, no, I'm just waiting for the harassment side of it. Like, where was the negative?
But you know why, right? Because it happens to every one of these people who go on this holier than thou fucking journey.
Exactly.
This shit is the shit that comes back to get them, right?
Right.
In the same way that like Republican like politicians who hate gay people always end up having like a gay scandal. Like, oh yeah, you was sucking dick in an airport and shit like that, right? Like that's how it always goes down, right?
Right.
So in the same way, like she's out here like, oh, you're trying to fat shame. Oh, you don't think da da da. Oh, you think whatever. You know, like all that fucking super sensitive to every minor criticism. Like
my thesis is Lizzo is what's wrong with the Democratic Party. Give it to me. Because that's who she is, everything you just described. But all of the people in her camp are these super hyper left wing, very sensitive. Oh, this person was mean to me, it's sexual harassment. This person said this to me, like, I'm going to sue them. Like, all of these things that are just like, this is a normal part of how everything works. None of this is some extreme harassment that causes a lawsuit or anything. Now you're on TMZ saying, oh, it was unspoken, that she never said I had to lose weight, or they didn't make us stay in a room so I peed on myself or whatever. It just seemed like if I was hanging out with them, then I was more favorite. Like, yeah, anywhere in the world. But
that's not how shit works.
Yeah, but you're so
out of mind.
Yeah, you're so super sensitive to everything that goes on. You think it's all in a grievance that you should be compensated for. And I don't agree with that whatsoever. But that's the issue with the whole left wing, radical left thinking like of our society, is that niggas think that every time you get a little boo-boo that you should be awarded $1 million. And it's like, the world don't work like that, baby girl.
I mean, so like, it just, some like sometimes, I mean, this is a great example of actually, like, sometimes you're just an asshole. Like, that doesn't make you like,
that's not illegal to be an asshole. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, because I'm an asshole, I gotta give you $1 million.
Yeah, like what? But because Lizzo involved herself in this section of society, she's actually reaping what she's sowing. Because this is the people who you wanted to organize and ally yourself with. This is their ethos, this is what they're all about. Yep. So you have to live in that world. Sorry.
Yep. Like if you were just a regular fucking asshole, then people are like, oh, that sounds like some asshole shit. Like, but, you know, because you are, like you said, you are in this world. This is your shit. Now look at you.
Right.
Looking crazy. Oh, my God, man. But the jokes have been nonstop, man.
Nonstop. Oh,
what was the one they said? Oh, shit. Fuck, I got to find that joke.
Yeah, it was quite a few. I'm
shocked that she's doing stadium tours. I didn't realize she was that big of an artist.
Oh, yeah, she's won awards, right? Did she win a Grammy or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Once you win a Grammy, you're pretty much able to do that type shit.
Yeah. And it was like one of the bigger categories or something. Like, listen, bro, I haven't heard a song of hers that I thought was dope since the Minnesota Viking joint.
I don't even know what the Minnesota Viking joint you're talking about is.
No man on the Minnesota Vikings. That's the only lyric that I know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
Why men great? Till they gotta be great.
Yeah. Oh, listen, nigga. That song. You know why I don't listen to that? You know why I don't know that song? Because when I was going through my shit, that was the fucking song that was out at that time. Do you know how many fucking times I had to hear that fucking song over and over and over again? I hate that fucking song.
Yes, it's pretty trash. I mean, it's a good pop song, I'm not going to lie, but it's annoying as fuck.
I'm good, bro. Can't stand it.
Yeah, so I never tuned in to her whole ride. She plays the flute. I mean, congratulations to her, whatever. But yeah, this whole shit is The jokes. That's what I'm here for, baby. Just give me the jokes.
The funny. Oh, here. Where was it? Shit, man. I think I found it. Was it this? No, I just ain't it. No, that ain't it. Shit, man. I got to find it because it was just.
Yeah, I got to scroll back some days of my life because I liked quite a few of them motherfuckers.
I don't even know how to find the old stuff I liked on Instagram.
Oh, I'm looking on Twitter.
I don't really.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, this is what it was. Someone tweeted, Lizzo being a creep doesn't mean y'all can double down on fat phobia. It's way better critiques for her, like the music right there. And the dude quote did it and said, yeah, but we got to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Dog, it's been nonstop, bro. Non-fucking stop. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's the other thing. When she put out her statement, the replies. Hold on.
And why would you get on TMZ and not be ready also to those ladies?
She's still going to have to come up off some bread, though.
She don't have to.
All right, let me rephrase it. She's still going to come up off some bread.
Right, there you go.
Yeah,
she's going to.
At the end of the day, cut the check. Yo, just get away, yo. I didn't do it. Everyone knows I didn't do it, but y'all going to draw and just keep dragging this thing out. I got more money to make. Get out my face, yo.
But that's the whack part about all of this is that even though I'm not trying to pick a side, I am rolling on the side of the asshole, unfortunately, because being an asshole shouldn't be illegal. And I shouldn't have to pay you because you got your feelings hurt. You know, like, that's a whack part of society. Like, niggas should just get over shit.
Bro, you know how, I mean, when I was on my intern and in production assistant shit and starting out places shit, yo, you know how many fucking talent fucking was just dicks and assholes and someone even look you in the eye, yo, and you just walk off and be like, this person's a dick, like, whatever. Bro, but like, I just
white people have been racist to me at work, bro, and they was ready to fire me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a boss, nigga, like, I don't know, maybe because California is an at-will state, like, I have less sympathy. But
I'm gonna tell you, Jason, the best example of that, when they were trying to get Magic up out of the Lakers.
Yeah.
And they had the story of it. And then he yelled at someone for not getting the job done. I was like, yeah, just fucking call the job. What the fuck, man? Like, oh, and she started crying. I'm like, good. Like, okay. Like, well, it sounds like, you know, you just haven't been anywhere where they're holding you accountable for some high stakes shit. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly.
You just cry because somebody yelled at you because you didn't do your fucking job? Come on, man.
This ain't no summer job at Reedus. No disrespect to Reedus. This is the fucking Los Angeles Lakers.
Right.
You drew. We got shit to do.
Exactly, bro. And that's the biggest issue with this new generation is nobody wants to be accountable. Everybody wants to come up with some new therapy words or a new reason why it's not their fault and shit. Like, no, it should be y'all fault. Nigga, own up to the shit and just get better.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like, ah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I'm saying do better, huh?
Well, let's close it out with a new segment.
Oh,
J Theory.
I didn't.
You want to recycle the one minute? You can recycle the one minute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I left my glasses in the car, but I would normally have my glasses on for the J Theory.
So, a video of Brittany Renner talking. I don't know who she's talking to, a security guy, talking to somebody. And she wanted access to get over there. The guy's like, sorry, I can't help you. And she gave like a pouty face, like, come on, man. And all these thirsty niggas, shout out to Trey, thirsty niggas in 4K, because they're putting their names and faces on her. Like, oh, can you, oh, man, I could never say no to that, da-da-da. Like, I would have been like, da-da-da. And we were like, all right, like, is she cute for sure, man? Like, but, like, that's not really, like, some devastating, oh, I can't say no to that. Also, I made the observation that she has what I affectionately call flapjack titties.
Yeah. And so with that being said, my theory on the flapjack titty is that this usually is a result of women doing drugs, most likely either cocaine or ecstasy. I feel like there's some sort of residual effect. The same way you see guys' face, like you see their cheekbones, though they could be like a husky motherfucker or just their body thins out in weird ways and weird places. Like after somebody does a lot of coke, like I've seen girls be young and have these full, like almost implanty looking, a full healthy tit. And then like a girl will get to 26 or 28. And then there's like somebody just poked a hole in the balloon. And it's like, what happened? You know, like you're not like 40 something, but all of a sudden, like you went from like a healthy C cup to like just a flat A almost.
Like it's, you know? The skin is still there. It's still like sized to be a certain size, but it's deflated. There's nothing in there.
Yeah. So that's my assessment is that this has to have happened because of drug use of some sort, because it's too rampant and it's too common with girls who I know did drugs or secretly did drugs and don't tell people about it. and things like that. So that's just my theory on the flapjack titty. What say you?
I like flat jet titties. They're okay.
I mean, I like all titties. I'm not hating on these titties. Okay. All titties are good titties, Jerv.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I'm just commenting.
All titties get love today.
Yeah, all titties are good titties.
I think we can leave it there.
Except for sweaty titties.
I don't mind those sweaty titties.
Yeah, I'll take a sweaty titty. I'll take
a sweaty titty. Just tastes like sea salt.
That's how you know.
Rub that little nipple. Yeah, you don't have to always suck on it. You just play with it a little bit.
Wonder. Yeah. That's going to do it for Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker, everybody. Shout out to Black Trey. Shout out to Jerv. Shout out to Jason Madison. Juju will be back next week. He was traveling. That's why he wasn't here today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings, where you get the full version of this all at once. You get ad-free episodes of Cinephobe. You get the extra content, the Discord, the watch-alongs. You know it. patreon.com/countthedings. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.